Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us on this Thursday afternoon. Maybe it's Thursday evening where you are. We appreciate you taking the time with us. Dr. Carlo Broussard is our guest both hours today, and you can ask him anything you like. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Whether you're Catholic or not, whether you know a lot about these things or are a complete newbie to religious questions, you are welcome here. You really are. We'd love it if you'd call 888-318-7884. Ask him anything. Dr. Carlo Broussard. Carlo's an apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of 7 books and the host of the Dr. Carlo podcast and YouTube channel. Hi, Carlo.
Hey, Cy.
Thank you very much for being here with us.
Dude, it's great to be in the flesh with you.
It is. It's very nice to have you here in the studio.
Absolutely.
With us. Yeah. Usually Carlo's joining us via the tubes and things of the internet, but we're in studio together. Very, very nice. And in a minute, Carlo, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask, this is something they like on the internet, the 1 minute defense. So we're going to feed the internet. We're going to give it what it wants. I'm going to ask you to give me a 1 minute defense of infant baptism.
All right.
And I will watch the clock. It'll be a minute. That's what you're getting.
All right. Let's do it.
But before I do that, I want to take a minute to let people know that we are in the last day of our spring pledge drive. I'm looking at a screen right now that tells me 12 of our colleagues are on the phones ready to take your call. And if you would be willing, please help us be fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. Our goal for this hour is $20,000. The way it works is if we meet our goals during the hours, we know that we are in good shape for the next 3 months. We know we're going to be okay for the next 3 months. Well, here's a nice coincidence. We have a $20,000 goal and we have a $20,000 match. So every pledge, every gift in any amount up to $20,000 to this hour is going to be 100% match. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We've got a couple of gifts we'd like to give you. If you could make a $50 gift, we're going to send you this new book, which I don't know why it's taken so long for someone to write this book, but here it is, The Apostolate of Courtesy, How to Save Souls and Change the World Through the Power of Manners. Robert Grieving wrote that book. And anybody that can make a gift of $50 or more, we'll give you that book. If you can make a gift of $500 or more, we'll give you that book, but also Jimmy Akin's brand new book, Evidence for Christ, How We Know That Jesus is the Messiah. That number again, 888-291-8000. Nobody has picked it up to call yet, but I said I'm going to give Carlo his chance to answer, to give me the 1 minute defense of infant baptism. So I will trust that phone will start ringing when I ask Carlo that. Again, the number, 888-291-8000. You should know that CatholicAnswersRadio.com, if you go to the website, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, it goes to the same place. And we figure you can get done there, if you have your card out of your pocket. You can get done there in about 90 seconds if you'd like. If you prefer internet, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you prefer to text, just text the word Catholic to 24365, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's how often we are, how often we'd like to be in the evangelization business. And because of you, we're able to. All around the world, people are using our materials 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Just text the word Catholic to 24365. Oh, the phone has not rung yet. 888-291-8000. I know that call is out there to get us started. 888-291-8000, the last day of our quarterly pledge drive today. Carlo, do you want me to watch the clock? You want me to say go? Do you want me to give you the word go? Or do you want to just...
Let's do it, man. Let's see how we can do it.
All right, here we go. A contest for Carlo, a little something the internet likes. Give me the 1 minute defense. Carlo, please give me the 1 minute defense of infant baptism.
All right, so the first argument I think we could employ would be from Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 through 12, where St. Paul teaches us that baptism is the circumcision of Christ. If infants were allowed to come into the covenantal family of God by way of circumcision, particularly male infants in the old covenant, and baptism is the new circumcision for the new covenant, then it would follow that infants could be baptized in order to become members of God's covenantal family. Of course, within God's covenantal family, it would involve both male and female via baptism. Second argument, I think, would be from our Lord's teaching in the born-again discourse in John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, where he reveals, unless one is born again of water and spirit. The implication being, unless a human being, anybody within the category of human being, not restricted to adults, but implying all human beings. Infants are human beings, and so therefore infants would need to be born again by water and spirit to receive the new supernatural life. Third argument, from original sin. If we come into existence without sanctifying grace, and we know baptism gives us sanctifying grace, then infants would need to be baptized in order to receive sanctifying grace. We know original sin is real. We come into existence without original sin. We know baptism gives sanctifying grace, and so therefore we ought to baptize infants to give them sanctifying grace so that they can be mystically united to Christ.
There it is. And our first call came while you were doing it.
How about
so
that?
So my trust was
that
well
first
placed.
Call better give a good donation for me achieving that goal.
While
man.
Carlo catches his breath from that. Yeah, go ahead. We've got 14 lines open. One person on the line right now. Help us out. This is our last day. These are our last 2 hours of our 6 hours of pledge drive. 888-291-8000. I know you're probably asking yourself, how can they fund that whole thing, all these hours of radio, all these hosts, all that, for and just do 6 hours of fundraising every quarter? Is because I honestly will say I think we're putting the money to work in a very judicious way. I think you're getting a bang for your buck. Where the show's going out all around the world, it involves great professionals like Dr. Carlo sitting right next to me here, and it's top-notch media, and we are able to do it because we are committed to getting a bang for your buck. So would you help us now to be fully funded? We've got a long way to go today. We've got a $20,000 match to use up. If that one caller that has called so far is giving $20,000, we're great. But if not, we need you. 888-291-8000.
Amen. You know, Cy, folks, you know, we're inviting people to engage and to participate in the mission of Catholic Answers, because that's why we exist. We exist for the sake of mission. We're on mission to evangelize, to carry forth the Great Commission of making disciples of all nations. And what better way to do that than through media? And the media ministry that we are here at Catholic Answers is for the sake of that mission of evangelization. And folks, at 888-291-8000, we are inviting you to call in right now and to become a part of this great mission and the work that we do here at Catholic Answers. And you know, Cy, they not only become part of the mission in helping us achieve our mission that we believe God has called us to engage in, but also they become members of the Catholic Answers family. You know, we're not just a single person. This is not a personality-driven apostolate. We are a family here. And so for you folks, by calling in at 888-291-8000 and making your pledge today, you're becoming a member of the Catholic Answers family. We want you to become a part of the family. Please do so again at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text Catholic to 24365.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll trust again that those calls are going to come in. A couple calls on now. I saw three calls come in while you were talking, Carlos. So thank you to those who have called, 888-291-8000. But I am going to go to the phones right now. Does line one look all right to you? Can I go to line one
let's
for you?
Do it.
All right, let's go to Lewis in Texas. Lewis, thanks for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Carlo Broussard.
Yeah, my question is, like, is it morally okay, like, to eat meat, knowing that we're eating, like, I guess another living animal that has, like, life and, I guess, its own nature to think in its own way?
Yeah, it's a great question, Lewis. The short answer is yes, it is morally okay to eat meat. Now, the real question is, you know, doesn't that entail ending the life of the animal? And the reason why, Lewis, that it's morally permissible is because God has ordained non-rational animals, like the cow sitting in the field over there, to our good. the good of sustaining our own physical well-being in life. Since non-rational animals are ordered toward the good of us as human beings, rational animals, it is morally permissible to end their life, to utilize their meat to sustain our physical well-being. So the killing of the animal, Lewis, does not take on the form of cruelty or torture or anything like that. The will is not terminating or coming to an end in the movement in the death of the animal. Rather, visualize the will sort of going through the death of the animal and then ending in our own good, utilizing the meat of the animal for our own physical well-being. Consequently, taking the life of the animal is not an evil act. It takes on the form of good, the good for us as a human being. So bottom line, taking the life of animals is morally permissible when that action is ordered toward our good, insofar as we're utilizing whether the meat or maybe the skin of the animal for our own physical well-being, or excuse me, the fur of the animal, whether for our own physical well-being of like eating the meat for sustenance or even using their fur, say, for any sort of clothing and well-being of the body.
Thanks very much for that call. I note that the call is from Texas. Lewis, thanks for that call. But
a lot of hunting going on over there.
That's
an important question to get right.
A few head of cattle in Texas when I've been there, Lewis. So I actually breathing a sigh of relief that that was the answer. And again, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Carla Broussard, our guest. Right now, 13 lines open. We're in the hour five of our 6 hours of quarterly ask, where we come to you to ask for your help to be fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is that number. I'll remind you that when you call, you're calling into this building where we are. Our colleagues have all got their phones set to our phone number.
Put them to work, man. They need some work.
And I'll tell you what, one of the nice things is a lot of times at the break or after the show is over, they'll tell us the stories that you told. So if you want to share your story, maybe we can share a little bit of it on the air. If you want to say why you gave, it's a lot of fun to get to hear those. So if you want to take your time and tell them your story, you're talking to people that we work with every day here in the building. Carlo, you were answering phones yesterday.
I was on the phone yesterday. I took about 4 calls. It was great chatting with people and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I enjoy it.
But also the other side of that is if you want to get done quick, tell them, look, I'm on the side of the road. I'm in a hurry. And they'll get you done so quickly. We'd like to, whichever way works for you, we'd like to do that. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you a story that I heard today. Peggy told me that Joe is shameless. Joe went on the air yesterday and he said, please give money so I won't be humiliated because the other apologists make more money than I do. Because Joe knows he's not our top fundraiser, all right? So he said, please, this woman called Peggy. You know, Peggy picked up the line and said, she said, I'd like to give $500 because I don't want Joe to be humiliated.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
Somebody loves Joe, man.
Yeah. So, you know, you can help Carlo out. It makes him look good, you know. Makes him look good if you
Well, here's my pitch. How about y'all call in right now and make a donation so that we can all look good and Catholic Answers can remain an operation and not have to close up shop.
There you go. 888-291-8000. Calls have been coming in, but we still have 10 lines open because there's quite a few of our callers. Colleagues on the line, 888-291-8000. I do want you to know that any gift, any monthly pledge is matched 100% up to $20,000 this hour. So it's a real opportunity to make sure your money is matched by a very generous donor. If we raise $15,000 this hour, we get $15,000. If we raise 20, we get 20. That's how it works. And we'd really like it to go to 20 because... That happens to be the number we know we need to raise each hour in order to be fully funded. 888-291-8000. I do feel like, Carlo, if people will call, there's people on the phone now, we'll get a few more. We can allow you to just keep answering questions.
Yeah, but so, they got a call. They got to show us that they want us to keep working.
Yeah, that's right.
You want us to keep working here at Catholic Cancer. Right. You got to call 888-291-8000 and make a donation. Now, there are those who just want to go online, right, Cy, and without calling.
Right.
they might be thinking to themselves, you know what, I'll just do it myself. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can fill out all the information yourself online. But you know what? We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk to you and hear your voice and know your name so that we can remember you. You know, yesterday, some of the ladies that I took the information from, you know, and the names came up in conversation, like, you were being spoken of in the halls of Catholic Answers.
Oh, sure, that happens
in
all
gratitude.
The time.
Yeah. So, hey, give us a call. We want to get to know you. But if you want to do it by yourself, again, that's CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And then you can also text Catholic to 24365, 24365. And then the number to call in to make your pledge is 888-291-8000. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, we started out the hour with a $20,000 match. We have whittled that all the way down to a little bit more than $19,000. So, all right.
We got some more whittling to do.
But there are folks who can make those larger donations. Maybe you could do one of those $500 or $1,000 or maybe even several $1,000 gifts. If you can do that, it's kind of one of those situations that we've noticed when we do make our matches, it's because people have come in at all levels, from the $10 level to the $5,000 level, then we're all right. So if you're able to do that, today is our last day that will come to you for the next 3 months, 888-291-8000.
You know, Si, to piggyback on what you just said, we have people in all different ranges of what they can donate. And that's what Scripture attests to. Like in Mark chapter 12, we read about the poor widow who put in what she could put in, which was less in comparison to others. But then you have St. Paul, for example, in 1 Timothy 6, talking about the rich who are to be generous and ready to share, storing up treasure in heaven. So even Scripture witnesses or attests to people coming from different states of life, but all still being called to give according to what they can give. So again, 888-291-8000. Whether you can call in and just give $10 a month or even just a one-time $10 donation, we are grateful for that. 888-291-8000. But like you said, if there's somebody out there who can write that $5,000 check.
Boy, you help.
That $10,000 check, by golly, we would love to receive that as well. And we will definitely be praying for you. I can promise you that. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text the word Catholic. If you prefer texting, text the word Catholic to 24365. All right, let's put Carlo back to work. Let's go to Kalamazoo, Michigan.
I've been there before.
You've been to Kalamazoo?
I gave a talk there before a long time ago when I was working for Father Spitzer.
It's got to be one of the best names of any town.
I know,
Kalamazoo, I don't even know what that comes from. Like, someone's like, let's establish a town here in Michigan. What shall we call it? I've got an idea. Kalamazoo.
Maybe Dave here.
Well, maybe David knows. David in Kalamazoo, here. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. You got a question for Dr. Carlo? You're on the air.
Yes. Yes. So the question is about Judas and how his case disproves the doctrine of once saved, always saved, and predestination. So we know that Judas was one of the apostles. We know that Jesus prayed all night before he picked his 12 apostles.
Yeah.
We know that Judas, at some point, he was saved. Not only he was saved, he had a special place in heaven waiting for him where he would judge the 12 tribes of Israel. He was commissioned by Jesus to go out, perform miracles, cast out demons. So nobody that is damned to hell at that point would be able to do that. And then we know that after he betrayed Jesus, at that point, he was damned. We know that the church doesn't say definitively whether he was saved or not. We know that God, in his infinite mercy, could have provided him forgiveness if he truly repented. But the point is that he was saved, and then at some point, he was not saved. So I know how they would respond. They would say, well, Judas was never saved to begin with.
Yeah.
Then we create several problems.
Mm-hmm.
One, that God created evil, which we know that's nonsense. Two, that God created Judas just to set up the crucifixion in motion, which we know that's nonsense because Jesus himself said that he would lay down his life on his own terms. And three, if he was created to just betray Jesus, then why he's being punished for doing something that he was created? So I think that case debunks both Protestant doctrines. And if you allow me to just finish the question by saying that, in my opinion, the reason why Judas was selected is to show that the seat is true, the authority of the church is true, despite of whoever is sitting there. So that is to show that the infallibility of the church. Popes will come, bishops will come, some will be holy, some will not be that holy, but it doesn't take away the infallibility of the church, just like Jesus promised to Peter in Matthew.
Yeah. All right. So, David, I think this argument has some strength to it. I think it is reasonable to assume that Judas was, quote unquote, saved, that he had an intimate, true relationship with Jesus Christ initially when he was called and began to follow Christ. He would be like the seed that our Lord speaks of in his parable of being planted and beginning to grow up into flower, but of course, withering away. So once we have that in place, then I do think we can reasonably say that even if he was not damned finally and dying in a state of mortal sin, he definitely committed a mortal sin when he betrayed our Lord. And given our Catholic understanding of the spiritual effects of a serious sin like betrayal of our Lord, that would have caused sanctifying grace to cease to exist in his soul and thereby lose the gift of salvation at least when he betrayed our Lord, even if he did not die in final impenitence. Maybe he was indeed saved by God's mercy and the grace of repentance right before death. But even if that were the case, this still would be a strong argument refuting the once saved, always saved doctrine. Now, you brought up a Protestant will counter, just like they would counter any evidence that we would give to refute once saved, always saved, by saying that anyone who commits such a serious sin was never saved to begin with. And there, David, we have to employ evidence that would provide or that would show that such a believer is a legitimate believer to begin with. I think Judas serves as a good example of that, that he was a legitimate believer in Christ initially. We could also appeal to what I said already, the parable of the sower of the seed. Some seeds plant in a way that Jesus interprets it to be people receiving the word of God with joy and believing. That entails salvation, but yet withering away. And so we would employ those texts and other texts to show that a legitimately saved Christian can indeed fall away. I'm thinking of Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 4 as another example of Christians whom Paul says could possibly be severed from Christ, fall away from grace, and being a state where Christ is no longer of advantage to them. Now, you laid out three problems there, and I'll try to briefly touch on them, but we're going to have to go to our pitching here for our radio drive. But with regard to problem one, God creating evil, even if Judas were damned or not damned, I'm not quite seeing how it would follow that God created evil. We know God can't create evil because evil is a privation, a lack of due being, and God doesn't create evil. He permits evil. Problem number two, God created Judas to set up the crucifixion. Well, I will agree with you that God did not create Judas to set up the crucifixion. Did God will in order of providence where he will permit Judas to be a catalyst for the crucifixion? Yes. And that leads to the third problem where God creates Judas in order to betray Jesus. I would agree with you that God in no way will create someone for the sake of committing the sin. Rather, God wills an order of providence in which he creates Judas and permits Judas to commit the sin, which God then orders toward the greater good of our salvation. And so, David, we appreciate the call, my friend, and hopefully what I said in response there will be of some help.
I'll tell you what, I got to go back to the phones for a little bit of fundraising. Each quarter we come to you for 6 hours. We're in the last 2 hours of that right now, and we've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match and $18,000 of it left. We're halfway, we're not quite halfway. I don't want to exaggerate. We're a little more than a third of the way through the program this hour, and we have we have yet to raise $2,000. So I would ask you, if you've been waiting, This is a great time to call. Would you pick up the phone? 888-291-8000. Just two calls on right now and 14 lines open. Everybody that you'll speak to is in the building here with us. They are our colleagues, and they'd be very happy to speak with you. 888-291-8000. A $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We just had a donor. Let's see if Amanda in Minnesota, who gave almost $53 a month. Well, that's $630, a little more than $630 a year. It's all matched. It's 100% match. So that's a monthly recurring donation. That's 100% match to us today. On the other hand, Michael in Louisiana just gave $523.32.
Hey, I like hearing that from Louisiana. Louisiana boy.
And that was matched 100% as well. So whether you are giving a monthly pledge, 10, 20, maybe like Amanda did, a little more than 50. Maybe you can do $100 a month. I don't know. But if you do a monthly pledge, it's all going to be matched 100% up to $20,000 this hour. 888-291-8000. And if you do that one-time gift like Michael in Louisiana did, you will be also fully matched up to $20,000. 18,000 of that is left. 888-291-8000. Lots of lines open. A perfect time to call, and we are getting near the end here, so we do need your help. Another good reason to call, I just heard the music. I wasn't paying attention to the clock, but we're going to be taking a break for a minute and a half or so. You could be done in that time. Just call 888-291-8000. 11 lines open now. Maybe we could get that down into single digits. 888-291-8000. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Having a lot of fun. Dr. Carla Broussard in studio with us, and it's Ask Me Anything. You can ask him anything. I say ask me anything, but it's ask him anything, all right? And we've got lines full, so we're going to get back to the... If you're on the line, don't worry. We're coming right to you. We're going to take just a minute here to do a little bit of fundraising because we've got to. We're in our final 90 minutes now. We've got 90 minutes left in our spring pledge drive, and we've got 12 lines open. I'll tell you what. We've got 18 of our colleagues on the phone, though, so that means six lines are full. That's wonderful. We are going to need more calls, however, to get close to using up. The main thing is we'd like to use up that $20,000 match this hour. And every pledge, whether it's a monthly pledge, a new monthly pledge, a, a monthly increase, whether it's a new one-time gift, whatever it is, it's getting matched 100%. We've talked about this before, but there's a place to give from your Venmo account. You can give Bitcoin and all that digital money. You can give all kinds of things. Just give a call and they'll tell you how to do that. Or go and the number to call is 888-291-8000. Or go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Please, would you, as I said, we're in our last 90 minutes. So if you would now pick up the phone and call, it would be very helpful to us because we will not come to you again for, because of the calendar, it's actually more like 3.5 months this year. 888-291-8000. Carlo, we got a good friend here with us.
Yeah, let's bring her on. She kills it every time she comes on, man, and sharing testimonies with us. And
yeah.
She's just a brilliant, wonderful.
Yes. Married now. So
that's
I have to try to pronounce her married name. It got harder. So let's see how I do. Emily Dineny. Welcome.
Did
I do it right?
Yes.
All right.
Welcome,
that's
Emily.
Emily, one of the things you get to see is the testimonies that people give about what Catholic Answers has meant to them. What kind of things are people saying about Catholic Answers Live?
Yes, Si. So Heather wrote to us, "Thank you, Catholic Answers. I'm getting confirmed for Easter, and that's because of all I've learned through Catholic Answers Live. God bless the work you all are doing." So that was in March, so she has already joined the church now.
Welcome Beautiful. Home, Heather. So happy to hear it. We have been hearing more and more of that. And that's one of the things, Carlo, go off of what Emily just said. You and I were talking about this. This is one of the things we can say to people when we say, "Would you support us?" is we can say, "Well, why would I give?" Because we have actually seen that this is a successful mode of sharing the gospel. This is a successful mode of inviting people into the church.
Yeah, it works. People are moved by what we do here at Catholic Answers. They're moved for the good of conforming their hearts and their minds to Christ. So it's quite simple for our listeners and viewers out there. If you want people like Heather to continue coming into the church, then you need to support our work here at Catholic Answers, because Catholic Answers, as Heather indicated, was an important means or an instrument that led her into the church. If you want Catholics to be confirmed in their faith, to be strengthened, then you need to support us. If you want Catholics to be equipped to share with others, like somebody probably shared with Heather,
right,
then you need to support us, because that's why we exist here at Catholic Answers. And of course, they can do that and offer that support, financial support, to be precise, by calling 888-291-8000.
Is that it? We've only had one testimony, Emily, or do you get others as well?
Oh, of course not. We have a ton. That was flooding, especially when we announced that we were doing our radio drive. So many people decided to share on X how the radio show has affected their faith. So Bree said, "So many Protestants I know, myself included, privately listened to hours of Catholic Answers while we wrestled through our questions. Thank you for the work you all do. You're bringing so many people home."
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. What was the name? I missed the name at the beginning.
Who Bree.
That was Bree. Thank you, Bree. That's beautiful. I know that method works, because I've been that secret listener before. You know, that person that I got to work through some things, and to hear it in the privacy of your car, that's where I've spent my life, is in my car. But, you know, some people, like, we get letters all the time from people who it was in prison that they heard us and they began to be exposed to
our
materials.
Glad you brought that up, because I met a gentleman last year. I was speaking at the Oklahoma City Discipleship Conference. And a gentleman came up to me and said, "Carlo, I just got out of prison." And it was like the week before he was introducing himself to me, and was thanking me particularly for my work, but just generally, more generally for us at Catholic Answers, because it led to his conversion in prison. And so he came up to me to thank me for our work. And he had just got out. I mean, Eric Tafoya?
Eric Tafoya.
Yeah, he was
Eric
here
Tafoya.
Just, what, not too long ago,
That's
right?
That's right. I forgot.
He is a living testimony of somebody who was in prison, and our work ministered to him. and he was moved and converted to Catholicism. And now he's like a super evangelist, man, on the streets witnessing to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so if our listeners and viewers want these types of stories to continue coming in, people's hearts and minds continue to be changed and conformed to Christ and his church, then you need to call 888-291-8000 and help us continue this great work, because without your financial support, we can't do it.
I got to tell you why we have Emily on with us too. I'm going to give you because this happened. This is not the first time this has happened. In the minutes, in the few moments we've had her on, we've gone from having $18,000. I'm serious. I'm not joking with you. We went just since you came on with us. We went from having $18,000 of match money to we're at $11,500 of match money, Emily.
Well, so, I'm just going to go see in my office here.
We should
here.
Both leave.
Just
leave.
Let, just let Emily, yeah. take the, Emily take the reins.
Take it away. Tell people why they should give to Catholic Answers. Go ahead, Emily.
Yeah. Let's do another story here. So okay. Andrew, actually, he addressed this to Steve Ray. And he wrote, "My wife and I will be confirmed during the Easter Vigil, and all four of our children will be baptized. Thank you for taking my call on Catholic Answers."
Wow. Wow. Steve is amazing. Yeah. He is such a good yeah. and holy man. Yeah. I appreciate his friendship, and his journey is phenomenal. But you know, Emily, I'm glad you shared that, because it testifies to what we do here at Catholic Answers. It's not just a one-man show. Like, our apostolate 100%. And our mission here at Catholic Answers involves a great variety
of
different
yeah.
folks who are trained in theology and philosophy, are able to offer something that might meet the needs of one person that another could offer and may not meet, you know? So that's the benefit that we have here at Catholic Answers, of having a variety of different voices to try and share the gospel and the fullness of truth in the Catholic faith. And that's a living testimony. Steve Ray, who's not on staff, but yet a guest on Catholic Answers Live, is able to minister someone and lead them to conversion. But without the financial support of our generous listeners and viewers, that could not happen. And so if our viewers and listeners want us to continue to do this great work, bringing on new guests to offer their talents and their skills and their gifts and what God has given them, people need to call 888-291-8000 and make their pledge, or they can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, fill it out on their own, or text Catholic to 24365.
The number is 888-291-8000. Emily, I won't chase you away if I let Carlo answer a question for a minute, will I? You'll hang out with us?
No, you won't. Yeah, I'd love to hear him do it.
Maybe we should let her try to answer the question.
She will. She'll kill it too. But Joe called from Oxnard, California, and we had Carlo on at the time, so we'll let Joe talk with Carlo. Joe, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much. So are venial sins we commit that we don't specifically ask forgiveness for at Mass, either because we forget about it or we don't realize they're sins, are those forgiven at Mass?
Okay, so if I'm hearing the question correctly, you're asking, are venial sins forgiven at Mass? Is that a fair summary of the question?
Yeah, I mean, I know they are. I know you don't have to go to confession
okay.
in order to have those forgiven. But, I mean, what if you, I don't know, you think you rightfully got angry and yelled at
got
your mother?
It. Okay.
Right? To me, that's a venial sin at a minimum.
Okay.
But if I don't think it is, and I don't, or I
yeah.
forget about it.
Oh.
So I think perhaps maybe what you're asking is, what are the conditions that need to be met in order for the guilt of mortal sin to incur? And so the Catechism of the Catholic Church articulates and explains those three conditions in paragraphs 1855 and following. And it lists the three conditions of grave matter, like the action has to be gravely serious, full knowledge, and deliberate consent. Now, what you're asking about pertains to paragraph 1862, where the Catechism articulates the different scenarios where the guilt of venial sin is incurred. One way in which the guilt of venial sin is incurred is if you commit a sin that is of a less serious matter, that's not grave matter. But note here in paragraph 1862 that it explains another way, Joe, in which a person can incur the guilt of venial sin. And that is if the person commits something that is gravely serious, gravely immoral, but yet hasn't met one or the other two conditions, whether that be full knowledge or full deliberate consent. So it's possible that someone could be lacking, due to no fault of their own, in full knowledge about the gravity of the immoral behavior, and if commit the immoral behavior, only incur the guilt of venial sin rather than incurring the guilt of mortal sin. Or if the individual maybe perhaps even has full knowledge of the gravity of the immoral behavior, and yet for whatever reason does not have full deliberate consent. Maybe there are certain factors within his or her life, psychological conditions, that could mitigate the culpability of the individual and thereby not incur the guilt of mortal sin. That's in paragraph 1862 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So I think to answer your question fundamentally is that, Joe, it's possible that someone can be committing a sin that's gravely immoral and yet not incur the guilt of mortal sin, but rather only incur the guilt of venial sin. So hopefully that's helpful for you, my friend. And I would encourage you to check out paragraph 1862 specifically, but read the preceding and subsequent paragraphs as well, because the Catechism has a great treatment on mortal and venial sin.
Dr. Carla Broussard, our guest. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, also on with us, Emily Dineny, who is a wonderful member of our staff. But boy, did we get a blessing when we got her. She's a podcaster and YouTuber on her own right and doing wonderful things for the faith. But she's here today with us to share with some of the things people have said about this program and this apostolate in hopes of encouraging you. And Emily is apparently a very encouraging people, because she has been very successful when she has come on with us. She's been very helpful to us. And so I'll just say, ask you again, we've got $10,000 left of our $20,000 match, and we've got 19 minutes left in the hour. Could you pick up the phone and help us use up that $10,000? We've got plenty of lines open. We haven't even come close to filling up all the lines at any point. So whether you want to make a pledge of $5 or $500 or $5,000, anybody who calls, there's going to be somebody to pick up that phone for you right now. We're in the last hours now of our pledge drive. We're almost in the last hour. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365. But let's fill up those lines right now and hopefully get use up all of this $10,000 match we've got left. 888-291-8000. Emily, give us more of what you got. Oh, sorry, you were potted down for a second. No, it's our fault in the studio. We had you potted down. Go ahead, Emily. What do you got?
Oh, you're good. They wrote, when I worked in youth ministry, teens would always ask me a bunch of questions. Thankfully, on my two-hour commute, I was listening to Catholic Answers the majority of the time. When they would say, how do you know all of this? I would reply with Catholic Answers Live.
Oh, it's a 2 hour
commute. Wow.
I know, that's a very dedicated catechist.
That's actually what I used to do when I was working here in the office.
Every now and then we get catechists who call, and I always try to make sure they leave with at least one book, you know, that we get. We have a very generous donor who pays for these books that we send out. And that's such a cool thing, though, that you Chris always talks, you know, because he's a Marine. He always talks about a force multiplier that we help the person who's teaching the faith.
Yeah.
But then that person goes, and how many dozens of kids, maybe scores of kids did that person reach with the fullness of the faith? That's
and
beautiful.
Introduce them to our work at Catholic.com,
right,
or our YouTube channels and our podcasts. You know, that goes a long way to where you get one or two who start reading the stuff on Catholic.com, listening to the Catholic Answers Live, and then they share that with their friends, and then you have the multiplication issue.
They tell two friends, and then they tell two
exactly.
friends.
Exactly, yeah.
Emily Dineny, our guest for this part of the hour, thanks for coming in, Emily. How many of these do you think you have? How many of these testimonies do you think you have, if you had to guess?
Thousands.
Do you really?
We have thousands.
Are you
yes,
kidding me, or is
do.
That real? That's real?
No, I'm not kidding you. They're not all super organized, but they're all
Well, not all of our listeners are super organized. So give me a couple more then. Let's hear some more of these things that people are saying.
They are organized enough, though, to give us a call at 888-291-8000 and make a pledge. Right. That they are.
That's right. Go ahead and do that. 888-291-8000. 13 lines open right now, just 4 people on the line, and we have about $10,000 left in our match. Go ahead, Emily.
So James wrote to us, Catholic Answers brought me to accept the truth of the Catholic faith, and I was brought into the church in 2024 because of you, and am now discerning a vocation to the priesthood.
Oh my gosh.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That is, you know, I have known some Catholic Answers priests, that is guys who really discovered the joy of the faith and the fullness of what it meant on Catholic Answers and have gone on to be priests. Yeah. So
I actually have a testimony to piggyback on that. I had a student that I was teaching. I'm an adjunct professor for Holy Apostles College and Seminary online. And one of my students from the last semester, he shared with me in an email, guys, he was a Reformed Baptist who was very devoted, debating a Catholic. That Catholic knew his stuff, challenged him. He began researching, came across Catholic Answers, and he was saying my work in particular and how it led him to become Catholic, and how he experienced in coming out of his Baptist community, he received a formal letter of excommunication, and he was experiencing a great degree of loneliness. But he was sharing with me, it was our work at Catholic Answers and listening to us on Catholic Answers Live that supported him in that state of loneliness to try and get him through that time. And so he became Catholic, got involved at his parish in apologetical ministry, and he informed me at the end of the semester that he was joining the priesthood.
Oh my gosh, that just got better and better as you went. Wow.
Yeah, so isn't that amazing? So listen, look what we have. Listeners and callers, viewers, 888-291-8000, you got to call in right now. Because so far, we've had testimonies of somebody who've converted to the faith, right, from some other tradition. We've had testimonies of prison inmates who have converted. We've had testimonies of people going to the priesthood, testimony of a catechist who's been assisted and helped by our work. And that could not happen if not for people who donate and keep us going in our operation and our mission. So that's 888-291-8000. Please give a call and make that pledge right now.
I forgot to take the quick break that I was supposed to take, so we'll take... I didn't do it, right, Johnny? No, okay, so I got a little confused, Johnny. We're going to take a very 30-second break here, but that's a perfect time to call. 13 lines open, 5 people on the line right now, probably a little less than 10,000. I'll let you know when we come back on the other side, left to use up in our match money. Lots of folks coming in with all different size gifts, including a gift up to $3,000. It's going to take that in the next 13 minutes for us to use up this last $10,000 of match money. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
Eight 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 291 8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. We're coming up. We're just about to finish our almost last hour of the pledge drive. Next hour will be the last hour. We'll come to you for the next 3.5 months. We try to come to you quarterly, just the way the calendar worked this year, that it's an extra long break now. We've got $10,000 still to use up. Why don't you, if you would, Emily, tell them about the premiums and the levels of giving, and I will look to see if we are under 10,000 left right now. That would be very helpful. Emily Dineny.
Yes. Awesome. So if you give $50 or more one-time gift, our small appreciation to you is shown by us sending you one of our latest publications. It's the Apostolate of Courtesy by Robert Greving, and it teaches us how to use kindness, in evangelizing. So really awesome practical read. And then if you give a one-time gift of $500 or more, you will receive Jimmy Akin's newest book, Evidence for Christ, which is also a phenomenal book helping you defend Jesus. So there's also one last gift. If you do a monthly donation of $20 or more, you will become part of Catholic Answers Monthly Giving Club, known as Catholic Answers Defenders, which I'm actually in charge of. That's why I have the blessing of seeing all of these different testimonials from you guys. So if you join that club, you can receive a welcome gift with a free t-shirt, free car magnet, and you will also get a permanent 20% discount code to our shop. So that means all of your books, 20% off. There are some exclusions, I will point that out. But most of them, 20% off. So yes, you'll get monthly newsletters from me updating you, giving you some insights. You'll also get some anniversary gifts. On your 6-month anniversary, you'll get a free book from us and some other perks in there. So check that out. Again, $20 a month or more, you'll get some perks, $50 one-time gift or $500 one-time gift.
Emily, phone's ringing again. I think folks know, and I said I'd check and see. We're at $9,000 left. If we can use up, well, basically it's 9 minutes, $9,000. We have $1,000 a minute, and we're there. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. You can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I will try, if I can, get Carlo to answer another question before we have to go this hour, but we're back next hour. So if you're on the line and we're not able to get to that this hour, hang on for next hour. $9,000 left in our match. And
there are folks out there who can help us achieve that. No problem.
We've had some folks come in at big numbers and
yes.
But at all different. You know, the way to say it is all different numbers, and it's gotten us this far. But let's use up that last $9,000 of the match. 888-291-8000. Every pledge is matched up to $20,000. Well, now there's $9,000 of that left. So if you pick up the phone now at this late moment of this hour, you pledge $100, it's going to be $200. You pledge $1,000, it's going to be $2,000. We had someone a little while ago pledge $3,000. That became $6,000 to us. So
when else can you do what Jesus did in multiplying things?
I know,
now
it's pretty
is
good,
the time,
huh?
Right now.
That's right.
Do it.
No, not very often. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Emily, I feel like one of the things that we have tried to do is answer the call of parents who say, help me, my kids have left the full-time practice of the faith. Do you think that this apostolate is helpful in that regard? Do you think young people, in other words, are open to responding to the faith?
100%. I think young people, I mean, speaking from personal experience, sometimes they don't like to hear what they're being taught from their parents directly or from their grandparents that they've known forever. And so when they go online, they look, type in a question, Catholic Answers is here to provide them a Catholic answer. And they're able to learn not just from their parents, which is, I mean, amazing, but also from some of our amazing and talented apologists, like, of course, you, Cy, and Dr. Carlo Broussard.
You notice she put you before me. What? Congratulations,
and
buddy.
And she also put me in the apologist category, which, why, thank you.
You are. Come on. You've written quite a few books.
Amen.
You've done a great job.
One and a half.
You've done a great job for the
written
kingdom.
One and a half books.
Yeah. And for those listeners and viewers out there, if you want us to continue reaching young people, call in right now, 888-291-8000. Fill out the form online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you know, Cy, I was thinking about this last night. Like the donations and the financial support that our donors provide for us through these drives allows for us to keep on board these wonderful young adults who are so talented in helping us at Catholic Answers stay relevant for the changing landscape in the media world.
Right.
So Emily and Edgar and
Thomas
and Luke Bender and all the team, like all the young blood, as we say, you know?
Young, smart,
absolutely.
On fire. They're amazing people.
But without our donors' financial help, we could not do that. We would be dead in the dust, dead in the wind. We would not be able to stay relevant. So that's why people need to call 888-291-8000 to make that donation. We need what? Still $9,000 left.
No, we're down to $8,000.
So we need $8,000 more in these remaining minutes so that we can continue doing this work to not only reach you know, the gray hairs out there in the pew, but to reach the young adults.
Yeah. And we love getting the gray hairs out there in the pew, too.
Amen,
brother. That's happened a lot of times. I mean, how many times have people called and said, I've been away for 40 years or something?
Exactly.
You almost want to cry when you hear
we
that.
We want to minister to everyone. As St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, I become all things to all men that I might save all. And that's what we're here about at Catholic Answers, not just to minister to one particular niche.
Nope.
Audience, but to all people who are inquiring about the truth of Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. I'll let you know one call from Scotland so far this hour. So thank you, Scotland, for coming in for us. Emily Dineny, that sounds kind of Scottish to me. Is that, what kind of name is that? It's Irish?
It's Irish.
It's Irish. Well, it'll do. Thank you so much. Emily, you're a gift. Thank you for coming on and helping us out.
Thank you for having me.
God bless.
All right, they're going to keep answering the phones, and then we're going to come back for another hour. This is a perfect time to call because we'll step away for a few minutes. Guaranteed, they will pick up the phone and get you done in about 90 seconds to 2 minutes if that's what you want. If you want to share your story, please share it. We'd love to share it on the air. People will talk about it here in the halls. We want to hear those stories. Now is the time to pick up the phone and call. Still about 8,000 left. 888-291-8000. Or go online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those phones right now.